We're great to have you. A lot of people get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to paying the monthly payments right now. So what's the first thing you need to do to kind of get yourself back on track and in line?
Sure. Well, you want to make a plan, and that's key. And a lot of people did their New Year's resolutions, and now this is kind of the second new year. Kids are going back to school. Yep. People are getting back into the grind. So look back on your goals, and you may want to reevaluate them. And most people's goals, you know, one of their New Year's resolutions is paying off debts. So you want to get back on track with that.
And you talk about a technique, the debt snowball.
Yes.
What does that mean?
The debt snowball. So this is where you list out your debt smallest to largest, regardless of the interest rate. You're going to pay minimum payments on everything and attack that smallest debt first. And the reason you do that is because personal finance is really about behavior change and less about math.
Right. All right. Really? So once you do that, smallest to largest, you have your monthly payments. How do you chip away at that?
Sure. Well, that smallest debt, you're going to be paying minimal payments on everything. And that smallest debt, I want you to go crazy.
Okay.
So I want you to get an extra job. I want you to make sacrifices in your lifestyle. Cut the Starbucks. Cut going out to eat. Those sacrifices are going to be worth it. So take every amount of cash you can, put it towards the debt snowball, and then it's going to roll. So once the smallest debt's paid off, it goes on to the second smallest debt, so forth and so forth. So it keeps you really motivated.
Right. Well, that's the key to the behavior change, is keeping you motivated, changing that attitude and making you positive. But it's interesting because a lot of people say, oh, pay off, you know, the highest interest credit cards or whatever first. But you say no.
No, because again, it is behavior change, less about math. If we were doing math, we wouldn't be in debt in the first place, right?
Right.
So